Hi everyone, welcome to the College Exploration Spotlight Series. My name is Victoria and I work for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. Each episode, we're going to be interviewing current or recently graduated students at a variety of schools for teens to learn more about colleges before applying. Finding the right school to fit your wants and needs can be hard, but the library is here to help. Let's have some fun and explore these schools together. All opinions expressed by interviewees are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Charlotte Mecklenburg Library or its affiliates. Their opinions are based upon their experiences and information in which they consider to be reliable. Today's interview is with Alex. Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So, what school did you attend?
I went to UNCW, University of North Carolina at Wilmington.
So for anyone who may never have been there before, where is the school located and what is that city or town like?
It's in Wilmington, North Carolina. It's right there in their Riceville Beach. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure a bunch of people have heard of it, but if not, yeah, it's a pretty small beach town, but the campus makes it seem actually a lot bigger than what it really is.
Is there a lot to do with that area, or is it sort of like kind of like a touristy?
Well, the campus area, not so much. I mean, it's, you know, it's campus area, but I mean, the city itself, Wilmington and the surrounding area is very touristy. It gets a lot of traction during the summer, especially, you know, being a big beach town.
Oh, absolutely. So how would you rate your overall experience there?
I mean, I would say that my entire time there I had one of the best times of my life. It was awesome. I mean, I went there to play baseball, and I mean, most of my really good experiences stem from that, but I had a great time at UNCW.
That's awesome. So would baseball be your favorite part about attending the school, or is something else kind of your favorite?
I mean, I would definitely say just because, I mean, I went there to play baseball, so I mean, that was kind of my main focus, but I mean, it was like, I would say, yeah, my favorite thing about it was there, you know, playing ball. I mean, of course, just, you know, being there, like, at the beach, you know, whenever you want. I mean, the beach was literally 5 minutes down the road from campus, so you could, right after class, let's go to head out to the beach and hang out there for a while. So it was a lot of fun there.
See, that sounds awesome. I'd be into that.
Yeah, it was a good time.
So what is the food like on campus? What kind of options did you have?
Well, it's been a little while since I've been back, but while I was there, I mean, there actually were a lot of food options. We had our main cafeteria that was around where the main dorm rooms were, like towards the back of campus. But then we had a couple of places towards the front, towards the student union, that had a bunch of food options. They had a Chick-fil-A there. I think that was that was right when we had actually gotten that Chick-fil-A. So everyone was pretty hyped about that. Then I also had a couple of little diner and deli sections there as well. So I mean, there's actually a pretty good selection of food.
Which is nice.
There.
Would you say that like the cafeteria food was pretty decent? Like, was it, you know, quality, or would you say, you know, it's kind of what you expect for like cafeteria stuff?
I mean, me, true. Me personally, I enjoyed the food. I thought it was good. I know I heard some people that were complaining about how it would tear the stomach up after a while, but me personally, I enjoyed it. I didn't really have any problems with it. So,
so I'm assuming you lived on campus.
Yeah, my first 2 years, I lived on campus. I lived with both those years. I lived with the baseball team in one of the on campus suites that we had.
So, is it specific housing for athletes, or is it just like a residence hall where they tend to house athletes?
It's more like, yeah, like a residence hall that would tend to house athletes. The place that we lived on the bottom floor, and so it was all a bunch of baseball players, but. There was, I think, two sororities that lived on the floors above us, and then some other random people. So it wasn't like a specific athletic dormitory that we had, because there were other teams that had their spots in, you know, different areas of campus. Yeah, it was more like just a residential hall that happened to house athletes.
And what kind of residence halls, like, did you experience? Were they more suite style? Was it kind of traditional, where it's the hallway bathroom that you share with a bunch of people kind of thing?
Well, we had our big building that we had, a Galloway Hall, was That was like the traditional dorm room set, like a traditional like co-ed dorm room. You know, the you got the rooms on you know, big hallway rooms on either side. You know, shared bathroom. That was like the big, our biggest building that we had. But for the most part, we had a bunch of like apartment style buildings and like a suite style buildings. Just like kind of dotted around campus. That was the majority of that type of housing that we had. But we did have the our big co-ed dormitory and then a female only dormitory as well. That was just like they were set up just the same way.
Awesome. So, can you tell me about your best or a standout faculty experience?
Okay, so well, I was there anyway. I don't, maybe you might have heard of them, maybe some listeners have heard of them too. But when I was there, I took a criminology class my senior year, just as a class, just to kind of fill out my class schedules, you know, just to have elective and whatnot. And it turned out to be a really, really good class, a really awesome class. I really enjoyed it. But my professor was Mike Adams. I was there, and while I took his class, he was really, really cool guy, a really cool teacher. I mean, he interacted with all of his students. It seemingly had a nice relationship with all of them. I enjoyed being in his class.
Would you say that campus is easy to navigate, and how far would you typically have to like walk or bike or take campus transportation to get around?
It was pretty easy to get around. There was one long side by the sidewalk, but long walkway. It's called Chancellor's that would basically connect the front of campus to the very back of campus. And the vast majority of classes and everything was right there along that route. So it was pretty simple to at least to find the building. Now, once you got to the building, it was a different story. Actually getting to the class, but the walkway was pretty long, and so most people walked, but of course you saw a lot of people on who would bike and who would skateboard and rollerblade down the walkway. I mean, it's a flat ground, and it's a long way, so it's good for cruising around. I know I used to while I was there, I used to have a skateboard myself and would cruise around on. You know, whenever I was bored, just kind of cruise up and down Chancellor's Walk just for the hell of it. It
Nice.
was a lot of
So I'm assuming it has to do with baseball, but were there any specific factors that led you to choose this school over others?
fun. Well, yeah, it was definitely because of baseball, but also, I was for me personally, I've never really like a big beach guy, like guy that goes to the beach all the time, but. And I went on a couple visits to different schools to look around, but I don't know, just like the feeling, the atmosphere there at UNCW while I walked around there, just it felt good. I was like, all right, this is the spot that I need to be. And it also doesn't hurt that it's 5 minutes away from the beach.
Yeah, that's
So
always a nice thing
yeah,
for sure.
exactly. Exactly.
So, my very last question for you, what do you wish you had known that an incoming or prospective student could benefit from?
I guess one thing I guess that a prospective student could benefit from knowing is that whenever you get to orientation, and the orientation, I'm sure you probably heard this too. Orientation leaders will tell you about the freshman 15. Know that it is real. It is very, very real. Because if of course you know you're at home. Not at, you're like you're normally at home. You know, you're just kind of hanging out with your parents and with your friends or whatever. But like when you get off to college, like you're by yourself. You can do whatever you want. And if you aren't moving around and you know, kind of staying a little bit active, then that first semester will fly by. And next thing you know, you've gained 20 pounds out of nowhere
Yeah, I
from just sitting
mean,
around.
it's a big
So.
deal when you're like at home and you're eating what, your family prepares for you or, whatever that looks like. And then you get to school and they're
Exactly.
like, "Hey, did you know you can come and get food at almost any hour?" And like, it's
Yeah, I'm like,
mostly fast food, or you can like jump off campus and go hang out with your friends. And then you're like, "Oh, wow, I did not realize what this would look like or mean come Christmas."
yep, absolutely. Absolutely. It'll catch up on you.
Sneaks up
Good.
on you.
Good. You'll like you said, you'll be having a great old time. The next thing you know, you come home for Christmas and you look around and like, oh, wait, hold on.
What have I done?
What's happened here?
Yep,
So
exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate it, and I love learning a little bit more about UNCW.
Yep, thank you. Thank you for having me on as well.
The library wants to be able to help teens on their journey as best we can. So for more information about college and career connections, please visit Charlotte Mecklenburg Library's website, cmlibrary.org/teens, and also check out the Career Exploration Spotlight podcast series. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. If you loved what you just heard or know someone who would, please share it. Take a screenshot of the episode and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you want to lend your personal support to what we're doing, leave a review on your podcast provider. Tune in every other week for a new episode of the College Exploration Spotlight series, and we'll see you then.